Today's here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. We begin 10 lines down from the top, Nun Tes Umad Aleph, with the words that we have in our Girsa, Ravin Chasida. On the side, it's brought down, the Sefer Chasidim, that it should be Rav Amram Chasida. So whether it's Ravin or Rav Amram Chasida, we're going to have an interesting story about him. We'll have several interesting stories after that as well. So we pick up now, Ravin or Rav Amram Chasida, Oza L'Kidushe Le Itza Livre. This person, Ravin Chasida, we'll call him Ravin Chasida, so he went to go be Mekadesh, his son, to a certain girl. His son had asked him. Tosus points out that the son had obviously indicated that he wanted his father to be the shliach for him, to go and be Mekadesh the girl, and he went to be Mekadesh the girl. However, he ended up Kitchel and Afshay. He went and was Mekadesh the girl for himself. Now, obviously, in yesterday's shiur, we were talking about people who acted with Ramos, people who acted in a very, very inappropriate fashion, that they cheated and they tricked somebody who they were acting as a shliach for, and we said that this is a terrible thing to do. Now, here we're dealing with Ravin Chasida or Rav Amram Chasida, an unbelievably great Amora. So, how in the world could he do this? The Gemara says, well, Tanya, we just learned in yesterday's shiur, Masha also, yes, the shliach accomplishes what he did against the wishes of the person who sent him. However, El Shadog, Bominal Gramos, but he's acting in a very, very bad way. He's acting in a cheating way. So how could he do this? How could Ravin Chasida do this? So Gemara says, Lo Yahavua Niale. As Rashi explains, they had refused to go and give this girl to his son. Lo Ratsu, Rashi says, Lit no Litzorch. No, they wouldn't give it to the girl to marry his son. No, they said, but we would be very happy that the girl married you. So he therefore went and married the girl. So the Gemara says, "Nu iboy leli aduye." He should have at least sent the message back, as Rashi says, "Lahotzi asvul min minog ramos," to show that he's not doing something in a cheating sort of way, in a ramos sort of way, and therefore to remove any aspersions that are being cast upon him. So he should have gone and told the son, "Listen, my dear son, I tried to marry the girl for you, and they said no. So she is a nice girl, so I'm going to try to marry you." So that's what he should have done. So the Gemara says, "No, he didn't have a chance." This Ravin Chasida or Rav Amram Chasida saw that. He thought, Adahachi Bahachi, if I go back and tell my son, listen, do you mind if I do this? I'm going to go and do this. So also in the Shachrina, Mekadishla, somebody else is going to come along and marry this girl. So he didn't think he had a choice, and therefore he went and married the girl right then and there without first notifying his son. We have a very similar story. Rabba Barachana, Yovle Zuzil Rav. Rabbi Baruch Hanna gave money to Rav to go and purchase from something. Omar, Zavna Nihali Lahayara, go and purchase this land for me. Go and do this real estate deal for me. So Rabbi Baruch Hanna went to Rav, gave him money to go and purchase this land. And what did Rav do? Rav went and bought the land for himself. He obviously used his own money, but how can he do this? Again, Votanya, we learned in yesterday's shiur, Masha also, yes, the Shaliach, whatever he did is, in fact, going to be a done deal. However, what he did was very, very not nice. Ella, Shinog, Bo, Mino, Gramos. He acted in a very, very not nice way, in a cheating way. So how could the great Rav do this? So the Gemara says, Baga di Alime Habule. Rashi explains that this was a Bika Shobali Zroa. This was a valley of very exclusive people, very strong-armed people, Haisa. And they were very exclusive, and they wouldn't let anybody just go and buy karka in their neighborhood. So they had something for sale, but they had a very, very big scrutiny in terms of who they would let go and buy in the neighborhood. So Rav, the great Rav, the Gadol Hador, no, give me cover. They would give him cover and let him buy land in their neighborhood, in their exclusive neighborhood. However, L'Rabba Bar Bar Chana, they didn't know him. And Lo, no, give me cover. They covered. They wouldn't have given him cover. And therefore, Rav tried to buy the land for Rabba Bar Bar Chana, but they said no. But they told him, no, Rav, if you want to buy the land, we'll sell it to you. No, again, he should have gone back and told Rabba Bar Bar Chana, listen, they're not selling you the land, so please don't think that I'm doing something wrong. They did say they would sell it to me, so I just wanted you to know. So why didn't he tell him that? So again, the similar idea to the first story, Sava, Rav thought, Adahachi Vahachi, if he goes back and tells Rabba Bar Bar Chana, listen, they're not going to sell you land, but you mind if I go and buy it? Also, in Shachrina and Zavinla, somebody else is going to come along and chop the land. So therefore, Rav didn't want to lose out on this great real estate opportunity, and therefore, there was nothing he could do. They wouldn't sell it to Rabba Bar Bar Chana, so therefore he bought it for himself. Finally, the third and final story in this very interesting series of stories is Rav Gidol Havi Mahatek Bahai Ara. Rav Gidol was trying to go and buy a certain type of a land. Rashi says, Mechazer Olel Liknosa. He wanted to go and buy this. He's back and forth negotiating with them. Meanwhile, Ozel Rabbi Abba Zavna, while he's in the midst of this negotiation, Rabbi Abba comes along and buys the land. So Azar Rav Gidl, Kabli Rav Zeir, Gidl was unhappy about this, and he went, and Kabli, Rashi says, Kibel Alei, which means, Siper Divrei Tzakosol Rabbi Zeir. So he went and told to Rabbi Zeir what Rabbi Abba had done. No? Azal Rabbi Zeira, the Kabli Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. So Rabbi Zeira went and told Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Now they're all doing this for Tachlis. There's no Lashon Hara over here. They were trying to go and figure out how they could go get the land back for Rav Gidl, who had spent a lot of time trying to buy that land. And Rabbi Abba seemed to upstage him at the last moment. So they were trying to figure out what to do. So Rav Gidl didn't know what to do. So he went to Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira went to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and Amalei, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, when he heard this, he said, "No, let's wait. Hamtein ad shiyale etzleinu l'regel." Rabbi Abba is going to come up for the Yachikala that they always had at the regel, the month before both Sukkot and Pesach. We mentioned many times they would go learn all together. So he's going to come up to be Mekabel Arpanim at the regel. As Rashi says, Kishadarshim b'hilchus haregel, hayu Mekabel b'nei Rav. So everybody would come up then. So Rabbi Abba would come up then as well. And we'll talk with him about what happened now. Goes Kisolik, when Rabbi Abba went up there, Ashechei and Amalei, so Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha found him and said to him, "Listen, what's the halacha? Oni mahapi b'charora ubacher unatola imenu mai. What's the halacha if a poor person is going and being mahapi b'charora?" Rashi says, "Mechazer achre lezakus ba in a hefker." Rashi says it was from hefker. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says it was from hefker, then he wouldn't have the exclusive rights to it. Tosus says it was a certain property he was trying to buy, and it wasn't from Hefker. In any event, this poor person was trying to do something, get something, or Oshiat Nana Lo Balabai, so that he should go and get it as a matana, and then somebody else came along, somebody else hopped him at the last moment. So that's exactly what Rabbi Abba seemed to have done to Rav Gidl. So he was asking him in a nice way, "What would you say about such a man who a poor person was trying to go and get something, and another person came along and took it from him? What would you say, my?" So Amalei, so Rabbi Abba said, "Oh, Nikra Rasha, that person's a bad person, because she yored l'chayi chaveru," Rashi says. Here, this poor person was finally trying to get something, and you took it from him. So, now, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says to him, "No, v'elamar, you, Rabbi Abba, my time of Ovid Hachi, then why did you do the exact same thing to Rav Gidl?" So you know what Rabbi Abba answers? He says, "Amalei, lo yadana, I didn't know." Sure, Rabbi Gidl Masasig Ba, as Rashi says, "I had no idea. I saw that there was this for sale sign. I went in there, I negotiated very quickly a price with them, and I bought it. I had no idea that Rabbi Gidl had been trying to buy it. So therefore, please don't blame me." No. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, "No, hashta, now that you know, nami nitno niale lemar. No, go and sell it to Rav Gidl." So Amalei said, "No, zibune lo mizbanino le. I can't go and sell it to him because the Aro Kamaisi, this is the first land that I've ever bought, and velo misamna milsa." We have the whole idea of simona milsa in regards to all the things that we do on the night of Rosh Hashanah that should portend a good year for us. So here he says it's not a good simon. Eino, Rashi says, Eino simon tov, shimkor odom mekho harisho. It's not a good thing that you go and sell the first property that you bought. Normally, a person only sells property because something problems came up and he needs the money. It's not good to sell property. So it's a bad simon for a person to sell the first property that he ever buys. So therefore, Rabbi Abba said, it's a bad simon for me to go and sell it to Rav Gidl. That's why I don't want to sell it to him. No. However, I would be more than happy to give it to him as a gift. If he wants to take it as a gift from me, I'll be more than happy to give it to him because I didn't know that he was this person that was Mahavi by Ara, and I'm more than happy to let him have it. But I just won't sell it to him. I'll give it to him as a gift. Unbelievably nice of Rabbi Abba. But listen, Rabbi Gidl says, "No, I don't want it." Rabbi Gidl wouldn't go and take it as a gift because they said, "Vesone matonos yichya." A person shouldn't go and take gifts. You should, so to say, hate. Vesone matonos yichya. A person who hates getting gifts will, in fact, live. So Rabbi Gidl didn't want to take it as a gift. Rabbi Abba didn't want to sell it to him. And therefore, Rabbi Abba l'nochis la. But Rabbi Abba said, "Listen, since there's controversy on this land, I'm not going to go and plow this land. I'm not going to see a simon bracha from it because it's involved and embroiled in controversy." So Rabbi Abba didn't go and take the land that he bought. Mishum dahafik bar Rav Gidl, because he said, "It's not right. If I don't, I never would have bought it. I didn't know it. But now I want to give it to Rav Gidl as a present, but he won't take it." No, neither of them went to take the property. Rabbi Abba didn't go into this property, and Rav Gidl wouldn't take this property. So lo mar nochis lo mar nochis lo. They're both such great tzaddikim. Neither one wanted to go and take this property. So therefore, Umiskaria, it was then became known as Ara Dirabonin. Rashi says it was Hefkel Tamidim. The Tamidim would use this either as a place to stay, or they would use it to make a little bit of Parnasa, and that's what this land was known, because neither one of these two great giants was willing to go and do something wrong. And Rabbi Abba said, I'm not going to go benefit from this land that I bought. And Rabbi Gittel said, I don't want to take a present, and I'm not going to go live in this land for free. Okay, so three interesting stories over here, connected to this concept of Ramos. Okay, then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if a man said to a woman, you should become mishudachas to me, you should become my wife, but after 30 days. And then a second man came along, we said on day 15, and he was Makadisha. So she is, in fact, in this situation, going to become mikudeshes to the second person who was Makadisha on day 15, because the first person's kedushin didn't take effect right away. According to this part of the Mishnah, it only would take effect on day 30. So that's what we said. Now, the Gemara questions and says, what happens if lo bo acher v'kitcher b'sol shloshim mahu? What happens if nobody comes along and marries her within the 30-day period of time? So would she become mikudeshes on day 30? So both Rav Shmuel say, yeah, Rav Shmuel, Damar Tavayu, absolutely, mikudeshes. And this is so. The chiddush over here is, v'atal pi shenis aklu hamos, even if the money has eaten up, even if she went and used the money, b'soch lamed, Rashi says, b'soch lamed yom, so the chibo kiddushin l'meichal, and therefore at the day 30, when the kiddushin is actually going to be chal, less nehu l'mos. The money is no longer there. Nevertheless, the chiddush of Rav Shmuel is, afilu hochi chayle, the kiddushin is chal. The question is, how come the Kiddushin is Chal? And that's what the Gemara asks. My time, why is the Kiddushin Chal? Because Hani Zuze, that money that the man gave her for Kiddushin, lo le milva damu, it's not equivalent to a milva, which we've already said previously, you can't be Makadosh a woman with a milva, because you're not giving her anything. You gave her the money previously, and now you're saying that loan that I gave you should be Kiddushin. But it's a loan, and the mos of the milva are lehotzah nitnu, and therefore it's already her possession, so she can't be mekudeshes with something that belongs to her already. So it's not like a milva in this situation where he says you'll be mekadesh at 30 days with this money, because it wasn't a loan, it was l'shem kiddushin. And likewise, v'lo l'pikadon damu, and we don't compare it to a pikadon, which we said a man can be mekadesh a woman with a pikadon as long as there's something left in the pikadon. So let's say he gave her 100 bucks as a pikadon, hold this for me, and it was stolen, but there's 5 bucks left, so then she can be mekadesh with the 5 bucks that's left. But it was entirely stolen, so then you can't be mekadesh with a pikadon, because it's not there anymore. So this kiddushin that he gave her, that should be chal on day 30, so it's not like a milveh, lo le milveh damu, but lo le pikadon damu. What exactly is the Gemara telling us? The pikadon lo damu, it's not like a pikadon, because we said the pikadon birshuso demara komis akle. The pikadon belongs to the owner still, and therefore if it is all eaten up, the woman can't be mukudeshes with the pikadon. But the hani birshuso dida komisakli. But here, this money was given to her for kiddushin, so it's hers. It's not the original pikadon's owner. It's not a pikadon. It was given to her shem kiddushin. And likewise, lemilva nami lodom, and it's not a loan, because milva lotzonit, as we've mentioned already several times, the milva that you give to somebody, you give them 100 bucks, you don't expect to get that 100 bucks back. You expect to get a different 100 bucks back, because you gave it to them to go and spend. And here, this kiddushin was not given as a milva. Hani bitores kiddushin yavinu niyalo. It was given to her as kiddushin. So therefore, both Rav and Shmuel say that even if the money that was given to her for kiddushin on day 30 is no longer around, it is still a valid kiddushin, because it's not a milva and it's not a pikadon. Now, the Gemara continues and asks the following question. What happens if during this 30-day period of time, nobody else comes as a mekadesha? Lo bo acher v'kitcha. So now, it's day 30, or it's coming up on day 30, but v'chazra bo. She, on day 20, gets cold feet, and she says, no, I am retracting my acceptance of that kiddushin. So is this or is this not a valid retraction? Does she have the right to go and retract this kiddushin? Mahu, what is the halacha in this situation? So here we have a machlokis. Now some have the girsa, Riochan Amar Choseres, and Rish Lakish Amar Eino Choseres. That's actually what the girsa we'll have later on in the Gemara when we have a similar story. But in any event, we don't have that girsa here right now in our Gemara, so we'll just read it the way it's written in our Gemara. But again, as I said, some have the first, they give you both opinions, and then they go through the discussion of it. So we have now Rav Yochanan Amar Choseres, that the woman is allowed to go and retract. Why? Because Ase Dibor, her retraction, which is words, is coming along. Mavato Dibor, her acceptance of the Kedushin, which was also words. And words can be Mavatel, other words. Dibor can come. Ase Dibor, Umavato Dibor. That's Rav Yochanan's opinion. And that will be the way we ultimately paskin. And Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish amar eno chazeres. No, her words now of retraction cannot go against the original kiddushin that she accepted. Lo ase dibor umavato dibor. The simple understanding here is now that her words cannot go and retract her previous words. So therefore, Rish Lakish says that once she accepted, that's it. This woman is now mikudeshes on day 30. There's nothing that can be done to prevent her from becoming mikudeshes. Now, the Gemara says several questions we're going to ask from Rav Yochanan to Reish Lakish, then we'll ask some questions from Reish Lakish to Rav Yochanan. The first, we start off questioning Reish Lakish. Eisvei Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan asks Reish Lakish, how can you tell me that Dibur is not Mavato Dibur? What about the following story? You have a case of Bitel. Rashi explains, Ha'omer l'shlucho, Rashi says, if a man says to a shliach, say utrom, go out and take trumas and maizos off from my field. But before the guy went and took off the trumas and maizos, the chazar ubitlo milio shlucho, and the owner of the field said, no, I changed my mind. I do not want you to go and take trumas from my field. And he said this, obifonov, or shalobifonov. He either told him directly, or he told other people, but he didn't tell him directly. Either way, in this situation of bitel, so it depends. Imachalo toram bitel, if before the guy, the shaliach, went to take off the trumas and maizos, the owner of the field was mevatel shlichus, so then, ain trumas or truma. Even if the shliach then went and took off trumas and maizos, they're not going to be valid, because he wasn't acting as a shliach anymore. In other words, the original words that the owner of the field had assigned the shaliach to be his shaliach, words were retracted by his subsequent words. So here's a classical case of dibur is mevatel dibur. That's going to be the proof to Rabbi Yochanan and the Kasha and Reish Lakish. So that's what the Gemara says. V'ha, hocha, the dibur, the diburhu. Both of these were words. He told him, you're a shaliach. That was dibur. And then he told him, you're no longer my shaliach. That was dibur. And we see, v'kasi dibur, v'vatul dibur. And the second words could retract the first words. So this is exactly my sheet that Rabbi Yochanan says, and it's a Kasha and you, Reish Lakish. So now you get to answer that. So the Gemara explains that our original understanding of Reish Lakish is incorrect. It's not that Reish Lakish said that a pure dibur cannot be mevatel a pure dibur. After all, how could anybody possibly think that if a woman says, yes, I accept your kiddushin, and then she says, no, I changed my mind, I don't want to accept your kiddushin, that wouldn't work? So the answer is that here, shiny, nisina simos liad isha, here the woman received the money, so this was a maisa. Now, everybody agrees, her retraction of words is not going to be able to retract an action. She accepted that kesef kiddushin. If it was just words, listen, will you marry me? And she says yes, without getting any kesef kiddushin. Then she says, no, I changed my mind. I will not marry you. So then, of course, she can retract. It's just words. And if the shliach is told, go and be torim, and then the shliach is told, no, don't be torim, of course he can retract. Even Reish Lakish agrees to that. But here, the question is, with the kesef kiddushin, you can retract, according to Rav Yochanan, because it's dibur, and dibur can be mevatel dibur. But according to Reish Lakish, this isn't just dibur. This was giving of kesef kiddushin. The chimaisa damu, it's like an action, and therefore, lo ase dibur mevatel maisa. And that's the proper understanding of Reish Lakish. Still, we try again to shlug a Reish Lakish. Eisvei, we said in the following Mishnah in Gittin, we didn't have this that long ago, in Daf Lamed Beis, a man said to a shaliach, Hasholech get liishto, if he sends a get with a shaliach to his wife, v'igia b'shaliach, and then he reaches the shaliach before the get is actually delivered, or o shesholech achrov shaliach, or he sends another shaliach after him to go and tell him, v'yomelo, and he says to this shaliach to bring the get shenasati l'cha batelu, that get which I gave to you is batel. For right now, we'll understand this, because this is the way we'll ultimately understand this, is he told him, your shlichus is batel. You can't go and deliver the get. In other words, even if you deliver it to her, you're not acting on my behalf, and therefore the woman won't be divorced. And therefore, the Mishnah in Gittin says, Hare ze batel. The dibor, the retraction of the shlichus, was able to nullify the original shlichus. Now, this is not just words against words. Isn't this an action too? V'ha, nisinas get liad shaliach. He placed the get into the hands of the shaliach. Isn't that the equivalent, d'chi nisinas mos liad isha dami? Isn't this the equivalent of placing the kesef kiddushin into the hands of the woman and saying, will you marry me 30 days from now? The kiddushin will be chal 30 days from now. So here we have the ability, clearly, uktani hareza batel. The Mishnah in Gittin says that this shlichus is null and void. So here you see that a retraction, a dibur, can in fact be mevatel a dibur, even though there was an action associated with the dibur. Here, the action was placing the get in her hands. So isn't that analogous to giving the kesef kiddushin into her hands? And just like the Baal is able to retract this action, so to say, this placing of the get into the hands of the shliach by saying, no, that's just dibur. I assigned you to go and bring that, even though I gave you a get in your hand, but that was dibur, and dibur retraction can be coming along to be mevatel dibur. So therefore, in this situation, Rav Yochanan tells Reish Lakish, even in the case of Kiddushin, the dibur should be able to be mevatel the dibur. So Reish Lakish says, no. Hosam nami, in the case of the divorce, kol kama de lo mota gita liyada, the woman didn't get the get. So therefore, in that situation, it's just dibur. He gave the man the get, but there's no action involved in that. He told him, go and bring this get to the woman. There's no action yet that is done. And therefore, dibur v'dibur. I agree with you, Reish Lakish says, a dibur can be mevatel l'dibur. And this has the status of giving the get, only has the status of a dibur. It's not a maisa. As opposed to the woman receiving the kesef kedushim, that's a maisa. And therefore, dibur can't be mevatel l'maisa. Here, osei dibur mevatel dibur. In the case of the Gittin. But in the case of Kiddushin, you have a Dibur cannot be Mavatal, something that is Damya Lamaisa, equivalent of getting an action done by giving the Kesef Kiddushin. And therefore, in that situation, Reish Lakish says, I still hold that she can't be retracting her original acceptance of the Kiddushin. Now we question the other way. Esi Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan. Now Reish Lakish is Rav Yochanan. And he says, we have a din that when a person makes a utensil, it only becomes capable of being Kabul Tumah when the utensil is finished. But let's say he changes his mind, says, I'm not going to finish this off. Let's say he wants to still paint it, so therefore it's not finished. He's going to polish it, he's going to shellac it. But then he says, listen, you know what? I don't really need to do that. In his mind, he says, this should be a completed kli. Once it's a completed kli, it can be makabel tumah. So Reish Lakish asks Rav Yochanan from the following Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Kalim, where it tells us, call a Kalim, all utensils, yardim lidei tumasim b'machshava. They can become a finished kli just by thinking about it, saying, listen, I'm not going to go and do anything else to it. Right now it's in a state which I had originally planned to go, let's say, polish, shellac, or add something else to it. But I changed my mind, and I'm going to leave it the way it is as the finished product. So all he did was think about it. So call it kelim yardin l'day to masim b'machshava. It now has the status of being a kli just by his machshava of turning it into a kli. However, ve'enon olin midei tumasun ela b'shinu maisa. But you can't change it from becoming a kli unless you went and did a maisa to it. So if, in fact, this kli had become tame, and now you say, listen, I decided I wanted to become finished, and I'm changing it back in my mind to not being a finished kli. No, it already was makabel tumah, and your dibur can't go and change around. You need to do a maisa to change this around. You have to break it. You have to do something to it in order to change it from being a kli that was already tame. So vein olim yidei tumasin, you can't change it from it already being tame unless you did a maisa to it, but not with a machshava, not with just dibur. We turn to nun tes omud beis. Now, what's the question over here? So Reish Lakish says maisa motzi miyad maisa umiyad machshava. So we see from here that if you do an action, that can remove the tumah from it. You did an action to it that makes it ois kli, so that will remove it, and that would remove it whether it was made into a kli with a maisa or whether it was made into a kli with just a machshava. But your machshava alone ain't a motzia, will not be able to go and change it lo miyad maisa, not from a maisa, but not even lo miyad machshava. Even if it was made into a kli with machshava, and then you change your mind and say, no, I don't want it to be a kli anymore. I want to finish it off, so it's not really a completed kli. It won't work. Now, bishlama miyad maisa lo mafka. We understand why a dibur can't go and change it from a maisa because the lo asi dibur mata maisa. That everybody agrees. Even Rav Yochanan agrees to that. Ella miyad machshava miyotepik. In fact, Rav Yochanan, you say that a machshava should be able to go and change a prior machshava. A dibur can be mevatel a dibur, but you see from this Gemara that it doesn't. This Mishnah in Kalim tells us that a machshava will not be able to go and change a prior machshava. So therefore, this is a proof to me, Reish Lakish says, and it's a kash on you, Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan says, you're not 100% wrong, but this is different. This is the exception to the rule. Shiny machshava de tumah. This is a machshava in making it into something that's now a kli that can be mekabel tumah. And therefore, you can't undo that with another dibur. In general, dibur can be mevatel dibur, but not when it's dealing with tumah. Because the chi maisa domi, making it into something that can be mekabel tumah, That is like a maisa. And where do we see that from? We see that from the famous pasuk in Parsha Shmini. It's spelled ki yitain, but we pronounce it ki yutan mayim al zera, that when you go and have water going on something, it makes it mukshel lekabel tumah. But that water has to be either intentionally placed by you, or you have to be happy that the water was placed there. And this is in accord with the din of Rav Papa. What did Rav Papa say? Rav Papa pointed out that the pasuk is spelled differently than it's pronounced. It's ksiv, it's spelled out without dots, without vowels, so it could be pronounced ki yitain. However, ukrinam, but we know that the proper pronunciation is ki yutan mayim alzera. So therefore, it is considered mukshul kabel tumah when you have both yitain and yutan. How do you work that? Chokeitzad. So it has to be ki yutan if the water came upon it, dumya dechi ki yitain, as if you intentionally put it there. So if you intentionally put the water there, so that's mukshul kabel tumah. But even if you didn't intentionally put the water there, the water came on its own. It rained on it. However, you're happy that the water came upon it. So then it's ki yutan dumya dechi yitain. And therefore, ma yitain denichle, since you were happy when you put it there, so too, you're happy that it came there on its own. Af yutan denichle. So therefore, this din of the machshava, making something into be makabel tumah, so that has a marker of kiyutan to teach us Rav Papa's din that applies over here as well. Rav Yochanan says so. Tumah is the exception to the rule, but in general, dibur can be mavatal dibur, just not by tumah. Okay, that's the first version that we have of this machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We had two attempts of Rav Yochanan to shlug up Rish Lakish. One attempt Rav Yochanan was being shlugged up himself by Rish Lakish, and neither of them panned out. So we're left, so to say, still with the machlokus. But now we have a second way to understand this machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, where we are going to shlug up Rish Lakish. Now, according to this, Rav Zvid masme lohosh maisa so aha. Rav Zvid understood this conversation between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish in the following way. It was dealing with a Mishnah that is on in our Masechta on Daf Ayin Tes. And there it says, V'chein he shenot no rishus lishlucho likatsha. The woman made a shliach for herself to go and be makabel kiddushin on her behalf. V'holcha he v'kitsha es atzwa. But then she decided, listen, another guy came along and made me a very nice Kiddushin proposal, and I'm going to take his proposal instead. So she has a shliach out there going to accept Kiddushin on her behalf. Meanwhile, she went and accepted Kiddushin on her own behalf. So v'holchehi v'kitshas atzma. So what's the halacha? So it depends who got there first. Im shalah kodmu, if her Kiddushin preceded, her accepting her own Kiddushin preceded her shaliach's acceptance of the Kiddushin from the first guy that she had said to go and accept it from. So then, Kiddushel, Kiddushin. Her Kiddushin that she accepted is her valid Kiddushin, and the shliach that she had sent to go and accept Kiddushin on behalf, since he came and accepted it after her, so after she accepted her Kiddushin, so that's not a valid Kiddushin. But if he had gotten there first, v'imshel shlucha kodmu, if her shaliach, whoever it was, this man or this woman that was acting as her shaliach, accepted the Kiddushin from the man that she told him to go and accept it from before she did her own Kiddushin, v'imshel shlucha kodmu, so then, ain't Kiddushel Kiddushin, then the Kiddushin that she accepted is not going to be a valid Kiddushin, because her shaliach already married her, and therefore her shaliach accepted the Kiddushin on her behalf, and therefore she's already a married woman. Now she can't go and accept Kiddushin on her own. Therefore, ain't kiddushel kiddushin in that situation. But lo kitsho es atzma, if she didn't accept her own kiddushin, but instead the chazraba before the shliach that she had sent to go and accept kiddushin on behalf, she nullified that kiddushin shlichus. She told that shliach, or she told other people that I'm nullifying that shlichus. So she herself chazraba mahu. What is the halach in that situation? And over here we have Rav Yochanan Amar Chozeres, Rav Yish Lakish Amar Eino Chozeres. This is what I said before. This is the preamble to this, and then we go into the specifics. So now we explain Rav Yochanan Amar Chozeres because Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, and Rav Yish Lakish Amar Eino Chozeres Lo Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Oh, so this is the way Rav Zvid learned the machlokis. It wasn't on the case in our Gemara. It was on this case from Dav Ayin Tes. Now, we're going to have some of the same questions and answers back and forth. So, Esa, Rav Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Here, Rav Yochanan answers Rish Lakish on the following. The case that we brought down from the Mishnah in Trumos. Bitel, if the man that sent a shaliach to go and take up Trumos from Yisrael, and he was mevatel it, so we said, Imat shalot Torah and Bitel, if the shaliach's shlichus was mevuto before he took off the trumas and maizos. So then, even at the end, he takes off trumas and maizos, ain't trumas and truma, because he's no longer functioning as a shaliach. Now, Amar Rava, Rava says, no, hachem ayaskinon kigon shekodem balabayis v'tarm es kiryo. The reason why, in this situation, even Reish Lakish would be maskim that it is ain't trumas or truma, it's not because it's Dibur, Mevatel Dibur, like Rav Yochanan says, but it's because he himself went and took off Trumas and Maisers himself. So Hachamayah Skinner Rav says, Kigon Shikar the Balabais, this Balabais who sent the Shliach, went and was Tarim as Kirio himself first. That is a Maisa, Dabli Maisa. And everybody agrees, not only does Reish Lakish say this, Rav Yochanan also agrees that a Maisa can be Mevatel Dibur. So yes, there was a Dibur making the guy a Shaliach to be Tarim as Trumas and Maisers, but then there was a Maisa that uprooted that, and his taking his own Trumas and Maisers is a Maisa, and that uprooted the Shlichus that he had sent the Shaliach to do. So therefore, it's not a Kasha on Reish Lakish. Now, Asa Reish Lakish, here Reish Lakish now throws a Kasha to Rav Yochanan, and he says, Kala Kelim Yordan Le Tumasim Machshava. We had this previously. This is the Mishnah in Kalim that says that if the Kali was not yet finished, but the guy said, no, I'm finished. It's enough. It's done with that. I'm not going to shellack it. I'm not going to go and add on some other things to it. So in his mind, he says, now it's a full, complete Kali. So it can be a Kabbal Tumah. So call a Kalim Yod Mali Tumas and Machshava. Just the Machshava alone makes it now a finished Kli and can be a Kabbal Tumah. However, Vein Olin Mitumasin, if this Kli then became Tomei, you can't say, well, now I'm changing my mind again, and I want to finish it off, so therefore it's not a Kli yet, and it can't be Mekabel Tumah. In retrospect, no, you can't do that. Elo B'shinu Maisa, you got to do a Maisa. Now, Reish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, no, there's a kash on you, because you see that a Maisa is Motzi Miyad Maisa Miyad Machshava, as we explained before, that doing an action can go change around an action, and certainly it can change around the previous Machshava. However, a Machshava alone, anyone see that? Certainly not loy b'dei ma'isa. Everybody agrees to that, but not even below miyad machshava. So therefore, according to me, this is fine, but according to you, it's a problem. Bishlama miyad ma'isa lomafka. We understand why a machshava can't go and change around an action. If a guy finished off the kli, you can't say no, I don't want it to be a finished off kli. So certainly, the machshava can't go and change from a ma'isa. We all agree to that, but that's because lo ase dibor mevatel ma'isa. But, Ella, miyad machshava, miyad topic, you should be able to go and have a machshava, according to you, be mevatel machshava. But here you see that that's not true, so kasha you Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan answers, again, same details we gave before. Amalei, shiny machshava, the tumma, the chimaisa domi. That by tumma, it's unique, that's the exception to the rule, because it's like a maisa, because of the statement that we had from Rav Papa from the Parish Shmini, ki yiten, ki yutan. Rav Papa, we'll read it again. The Rav Papa, Rami, Rav Papa said, the pasuk is spelled as if it was ki yitink, siv ki yitink. There's no vowelization in the Chumash. So the normal way to say the words yud, tof, nun would be ki yitink. So it's pronounced, however, the Masorah is, it's pronounced ukrinon ki yutan. And therefore, how do you have both ki yitink and ki yutan? So we said, okay, it's not ki yutan dumya the yitink, that it was passively put on it the same way as if it was actively put on it in terms of your wanting it. So just like ma yitain de nichale, when you put the water on it, so you want it to be mokshe l'kabel tumah, you place the water on it, so too, af yutan, even if the water came on its own, but you're happy with it, nami de nichale, since you're happy with it, it's as if you put it on yourself, and therefore, that's why tumah is different. So this is dechi maisa domi. Okay, that's how Rav Yochanan will get around this. But now we finally are going to shlug up Reish Lakish. We have one last shlugging up of Reish Lakish, which works. And this is from a Mishnah in Gittin on Daf Lamed Beis, which we just had before as well. So, Eisvei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, HaSholeach get liishto v'yigia b'sholeach o sholach achrav sholeach. A man sent the messenger to go give his wife a get, and he then either catches up the sholeach or sends a sholeach to catch up to the sholeach and tell him, no, I don't want you to go and give her the get anymore. Amalo, get shenasati l'cho batalu. That get which I gave to you is null and void. And therefore, harei ze batel. It works. So here you just have a retraction. A dibor is going to be mevatel a dibor. So therefore, this is a kasha on Reish Lakish. Dibor is mevatel dibor. And therefore, to yufta the Reish Lakish. According to this version, we now have shlugged up Reish Lakish and the Hilchos HaKavasi, the Rav Yochanan, that in fact, dibor is mevatel dibor. And the woman can retract. in our Gemara. And that's what the Gemara will tell us in a second, because we only proved it according to the second version. So the Gemara says, Vafilu b'kamaisa, but even according to the first version, where the man gave the woman Kiddushin, there will be Chal in 30 days. Rabbi Yochanan said she can retract, and Reish Lakish said there she can't retract, so in that situation, we also possibly like Rabbi Yochanan. The Apple got the Igalameme, even though Reish Lakish had given a good Taina, he says, Shining the Sinas most, the Arisha, the Chamaisa Dami. He says, wait a second, that a little bit looks like it's a Maisa, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, I agree with you, Dibur is Mavatal Dibur, but here, a Dibur can't be Mavatal a Maisa, so the answer is, Apiluhachi, Osi Dibur, Mavatal Dibur. No, the woman's accepting over here is not considered a Maisa, it still is Dibur, because it's not Chal until day 30, and therefore, she can go and retract, and Dibur is Mavatal Dibur. So that's the way we understand it, like Rabbi Yochanan, and that is, in fact, in general, with exceptions of three places in all of Shas, we pass like Reish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan. Here's another example of we pass like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara points out, granted, we just said that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, but that doesn't seem to jibe with another way that we paskin. Kashi Hilchasa Hilchasa, because we have a rule that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish, and so too over here, Amr Silchasuk Rav Yochanan, in this situation, the woman can be Choseres. However, we also say that the Kaimalot Hilchasuk Rav Nachman, which seems to suggest that we are not allowing the woman to be Choseres. What is that case of we're passing like Rav Nachman? The Boilu, they asked the base manager the following Shaila. Ma'u Shiachzor V'Yigorishbo. In that case, where we said that the man is Shaleach Get Leishto, and he told the Shaleach, Do, you're I'm nullifying if Amalo gets you the satil cho batel hu. So the simple understanding when we said harei a batel is that that get is batel. Not only the shlichus is batel, but now if he were to change his mind and want to divorce that his wife with that get itself, it's no longer considered to be written lishma. It's as if he was mevatel the get itself. So the answer in the base medrash, ma'u shiyasav yigarish, well, can you go and be megarish with that get itself? And Rav Nachman came along and said, Rav Nachman said, chozer u'megarish, but you can go and use that same get that you were mevatel and be megarish. That seems to imply that Rav Nachman holds that ain't dibor, mevatel dibor. You can't be mevatel that get that you had written up just by nullifying the get by saying, I don't want it to be a get. No, it still has the status of being written in the Shema. So it seems that Rav Nachman holds that ain't dibor, mevatel dibor. And Rav Sheshes Omar, ain't a chozer megarish. You can't use that get because it seems that Rav Sheshes holds that dibor can be mevatel a dibor. And therefore, it's no longer a get. And therefore, it's as if it's not written in the Shema. Now, how do we pass it when we have a machlokes with Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes? The Kaimelon Hilchos with Kavasi the Rav Nachman. In this situation, we said that Loch is like Rav Nachman. So we seem to have a steer here that we pass it like Rav Yochanan, who says Dibur is Mavatel Dibur, but we seem to be passing like Rav Nachman that his Dibur to say that that get should be Mavatel is not in fact working, and therefore it seems that Dibur is not Mavatel Dibur. So Gemara says, no, you misunderstood. Like I originally translated it is the right way to understand it. Need the Batle Mitoras Shliach Mitoras Get Lo Batle. No, when the husband told the shaliach, I'm a vato you. It was being, I'm a vato you to be a shaliach. I wasn't a vato to get. The get, I'm still keeping in my back pocket. If I decide to divorce my wife next week, 2 weeks from now, that get is still a valid get. I'm only mevatling you from delivering it to her right now. So, batle mitor shaliach, all he did was mevato the shlichos, but he wasn't mevato to get. And therefore, this isn't a contradiction to say dibor is mevato dibor. No, a Dibur can be Mavatel Dibur, as you see that he was Mavatel the Shlichus, but he wasn't able to be Mavatel Get because he didn't intend to be Mavatel Get. That was never included, and therefore, this is not a proof against Rav Yochanan. Okay. Now we quote the next part of the Mishnah that said, Mikudeshes Lasheni. Here we have the situation where a man said, I want to be Mekadesh you, but it will take effect in 30 days. And then another man came along on day 15 as Mekadesh you, so we said she's Mikudeshes to the second man. Now, here we have a machlokes in Rav Shmuel. Omer Rav says, Mekudeshes Lasheni Liolim. That's it. Once she went and accepted the Kiddushin from guy number 2 on day 15, so then that is her husband. She's Mekudeshes Lasheni forever. He gives her a divorce until he dies. So Mekudeshes Lasheni Liolim. We don't say anything changes on day 30. No, she is in fact Mekudeshes. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel Amar, no. Mekudeshes Lasheni Ad Lamed Yom. She's Mekudeshes to the second guy who married her on day 15. Until day 30. And then on day 30, Li'achar Lamed Yom, Poki Kiddushay Sheni, V'gomrei Kiddushay Rishon. Then that Kiddushin from the second guy is now null and void. And now the Kiddushin from the first guy kicks in on day 30. Gemara is astonished at this. Yosef Rav Chista V'kokashle, Rav Chista heard this and he said, really? How could that possibly be? Kiddushay Sheni, but my Poki. How did the second marriage go away? You can't just say the marriage goes away. You need a get. So how does that second marriage go away? It makes no sense whatsoever. So Rav Yossi tells him, you're right, you misunderstood everything. Amar Rav Yossi to Rav Chisda. Rav Yossi says to Rav Chisda, Mar Areish the Masala. You misunderstood, and you thought that this machlokus in Rabbi Shmuel was on the ratio, which was the case of a man saying, you'll be married to me after 30 days. I'm giving you Kedushin now, but when Kedushin aren't Chal now, they're only going to be Chal on day 30, and then another guy comes along on day 15, is a Mekadisher right then and there. So you thought that this machlokus between Rav and Shmuel, Ruyu or Chisda thought it was going on that case, but it's not going on that case, because you're 100% right. Kedushin Sheni be my Paki. That's not where it's going on. So you made a mistake. My Rashi Masila, you thought it was going on this first case, and therefore, Bakashala, that's why you had a real problem. However, Rav Yehuda learned this Gemara in the proper way. Rav Yehuda, Asefa Masila, he learned it on the next case, which was the man gives Kiddushin on day one to be effective, May Akshav, and on day 30. And that's what Rav Yehuda learned, that Asefa Masila, the Lo Kashala. Therefore, there is no such problem of Kiddushin Sheni with my pocket, because now we'll understand it. Because our Mishnah said, if a man gives Kiddushin, May Akshav, Uli Akhash Loshayon Vichulei, and the man says, you're Mekudesh to me now and in 30 days. So what exactly does that mean? It's not clear what that means. And here's, we have the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says as follows, I'm a Rav. Mekudeshes, ve'ena Mekudeshes, li'olam. In fact, we're not sure if she's Mekudeshes to the first guy, or that Kedushin is a Tanai, and only Me'akshav, if I go and marry you on day 30, then it's retroactively from now. But we're not sure if that's what he meant. Or maybe he's saying, no, when he said Me'achshav, it meant from now. And then he's retracting. He says, no, actually, I want it to take effect on day 30. And it's not a Tanai. It's a retraction. So Rav says, I don't know which one it is. Mekudeshes, maybe. Or maybe Eino Mekudeshes. And therefore, Li'olam, we're not certain what it is. And therefore, it's a Safek Kedushin. And then when another guy comes along and gives Kedushin on day 15, we're not sure. Is he giving Kedushin to a Pinuya? Or is he giving Kedushin to a married woman? And therefore, there's a Safek Kedushin to both the first and second husband. Where Shmuel disagrees. Where Shmuel Amar, Mekudeshes, Ve'enu Mekudeshes, only Elo Ad Lamed Yom, only until day 30. And on day 30, Li'acha Lamed, Pake Kedushe Sheni. At day 30, the condition is fulfilled. Shmuel holds that it was a condition. And therefore, if he's still interested in marrying her on day 30, so then retroactively on day 1, the woman is Mekudeshes, and therefore, the Gomri Kedushe Rishon on day 30, and the second guy's Kedusha never got off the ground. And therefore, the second guy is not married to her. That is Rav Yehuda's understanding that it's going on the same for the Mishnah. That's where the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel exists. Now, what's the understanding? I just gave it to you, but the Gemara says it inside. L'Rav, according to Rav, Mesafkele, he's uncertain, Itinoi Havoi, was this a Tanai, that you're married to me right now, if at day 30 I still want to marry you, so then the Tanai is completed, but you're married to me from day one, and therefore the Kedushin of husband number one takes effect. Or no, when he said, you're married to me now, no, on day 30, it's a chazara, ichazara havoi. So he's retracting the kiddushin from taking effect right now. He's saying it only takes effect on day 30. In that situation, on day 15, she's not a married woman, she's a penuya. And therefore, Rav is not sure whether this is a tanai or whether this is a chazara. She had to be choshesh for both, and she's not married vaday to either of them. She's married suffik to both of them. That's Rav's opinion. Whereas Lishmuel, it's clear, pshita lei de tanoa havoi. Shmuel says this is a tanai. Not a chazara. This is tonight. He says, you're married to me right now. And you'll be married to me from right now if on day 30, I still want to marry you. And therefore, in that situation, it's a tonight. And therefore, as soon as day 30 comes, the woman was married from day one. And therefore, the kedushin that was done on day 15 is null and void. It's a kedushin to a married woman. Now, this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel parallels, or seems to parallel, a machlokes between the Tanoim. Ubipluksa dahani Tanoi. This machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, parallels the following machlokes, the Tanya, the women of the Braisa. If a man says to a woman that you're divorced, mehayom uliacha misa, he gives her a get, and he says to her, you're divorced from right now, and also la'acha misa, after my death. Now, we remember that a get can't be given after death, but he did say from right now. So the question is this again a Tanai? And therefore, he says, when I die, it's retroactively clear that I'm giving you the get right now. Or is this a retraction? He says, I'll give you the get right now. No, the get should take effect when I die. So therefore, the first version, Divrei Chachamim, is get, ve'eno get, Divrei Chachamim. That we're not sure what this means. This is exactly like Rav. We want to say the Chachamim hold like Rav. We're not sure if this is a Tanai or is this a Chazara. And therefore, it's a Safek get. Was Rabbi Omer? No, because they get. He holds like Shmuel. This is a Vaday get. This, in fact, is a Tanai. And when he dies, it retroactively shows that the woman was divorced from Meyaksha, from today. And therefore, it's before Misa, and this is a valid get. So it looks like Rav holds like the Chachamim, and Shmuel holds like the opinion of Rabbi. So the Gemara says, why did they say so? V'neima Rav halachik Rabbanan, v'Shmuel halachik Rabbi. Name a Rav halachik Rabbanan, v'neima Shmuel halachik Rabbi. Why don't we say that? So Gemara says, no, there's a chiddush involved over here. Tzricha. You need each of them to say specifically what their din is. Because, you know what? Dilo amar Rav halachik Rabbanan. If Rav had said that halach is like the Rabbanan, you know what? It would have said only in that situation. I mean, I would have thought, hasam, in regards to a divorce. Dilirachuka kasi, where we're going to go and take the woman out of Kiddushin. We're going to make her into a migureshes, a grusha. So therefore, Rav might have said, let's go and be concerned that maybe the husband is doing a chazara. We don't want the woman to be a vaday divorcee. Avahacha, in regards to Kiddushin, the lekaruva kasi, she's coming into Kiddushin. You know what? Maybe Rav is going to be moded to Shmuel. Ema moded leil Shmuel de tanoi havai. No, this is the tanoi. So we make the woman into a vaday married woman. So therefore, Rav had to tell us his din in the case of the Kiddushin. No. If Shmuel had said, in fact, Allah is like Rabbi, I would have said, maybe only in that situation. I would have said, that because of this principle, they ain't get achamisa, so you have to say that the get case is definitely going to be a get, because everybody knows you can't have a chazar in that situation, because then it would be a get lachamisa. So maybe only in that situation does Shmuel hold like Rabbi. Abu Hacha, the Yesh Kiddushin Liachalamit. Here you can have Kiddushin that takes effect at a later point in time. It's perfectly, everybody agrees, it's perfectly valid. If you say to a woman, here's $100, here's your diamond ring, your wedding ring, and I want you to go and marry me 30 days from now, that's when the Kiddushin is Rechal. Everybody agrees that that's effective. So maybe in that situation, Ema Modi Leila Rab, then maybe Shmuel would say, since you don't have the Ein Get Liachamisa concept over here, you could have an argument. Maybe he holds like Rab. Maybe it's a Tanar, or maybe it's a Chazara. We don't know. Ema Modi Leila Rab, therefore, Tzricha, you have to tell me both Rav and Shmuel's statements definitively, rather than saying that Rav holds like the Chachamim and Shmuel holds like Rebbe, because maybe they were only locking themselves into those positions for those cases, but would be moda. Otherwise, therefore, Tzricha, you have to go and tell me their position. Okay, this is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.